This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Spill a to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag.
It's drag her.
It's, yes, drag her,
darling. A RuPaul's Drag Race podcast.
Yes.
The first, second, and somehow only still.
Yep, there have been two hosted by us and several iterations, and there's only two of them. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. We're going through a makeover.
We are.
This is the makeover challenge.
It's the makeover challenge, and... will we come out on top? I think so.
I hope so.
Because we're the only one.
We're the only ones. But will this makeover challenge make me a horchata Montrese or a Miss Cookie?
Or a...
Can you name many others?
What was it? Spearmint?
Yes. Wintergreen.
Wintergreen.
Wintergreen was a real star.
Wintergreen? Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Is so funny.
Or off it could
record,
go south.
He's great.
He's great. You could be season two.
Well, I was a guest judge on All Stars season 3.
Awesome.
And I got to meet him.
Yes.
I got to meet all of the camera operators, that whole crew.
Here's
like
crew
BTS,
boys.
You know, behind the scenes.
Guys, that means behind the scenes. Yeah, don't even Google
it. Scenes. Don't Google. We'll tell you.
We'll tell you about it.
Everybody on that show is invested on that show.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're going through the Queen's deliberations in the back, mm-hmm. the camera operators are like walking to each other. Oh man, taking out the strongest competition. And it's so adorable to watch straight men
engaging in it,
engaging
like sports. It's our sports.
It's our Super Bowl, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's just so. It's wonderful to see.
It's amazing.
It's a really wonderful environment.
I like that.
And if
that.
I ever get to go back, you better believe I'll suck somebody's dick and say thank you.
I love crewmen.
Me too.
They're always married. They're always married. There's something about them. Like, I don't know what it is.
Because
like,
they work with their hands.
Oh, and they always have like meaty forearms.
Yes, they're like the lumberjacks of television.
Oh, I'm so glad it's barely a company. Okay, I won't say who, but there was a comedy digital company that was a thing. And there was this guy who worked there who had like this basketball shaped ass.
Oh.
It was like the craziest, roundest, hardest ass I've seen.
Do I know him?
I don't know, maybe, but it was at a hilarious digital company.
Are they no more?
They are not really no more. I don't think they do much. They do like 3 projects a year.
Dang.
Maybe they got into TV, I don't know.
Oh, I think I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what
I mean? Don't know if I know the person, though.
Oh, it was unreal. Nothing made me feel like more of a monster than my inability to look. You know what else makes me feel like a monster?
What?
Triggers!
Yes, yes, yes. So...
This is All-Stars Season 1.
This is All-Stars Season 1. It took place in 2012.
In between 4 and 5.
Yes.
So that sounds right.
So there are some words that are used. There's some mm-hmm. jokes that happen. So if you do decide to watch it after, you know, listening to an episode of this, just know that mm-hmm. like, you know... The clue to the first mini challenge,
right?
Which is now she already done houses.
Right now it's
which
she already done houses.
Maybe one of my favorite stories. Do you know?
Oh,
the story
I love
of it?
The story. It's a
so
White
funny.
Castle story, right?
Yeah,
or a Crystal
it was like
story.
Burger King. It's like Crystal
yes,
Burger.
Crystal Burger.
Well, the woman behind the counter was like real hood. She had long mm-hmm. nails, and then someone asked about like someone's burger, and they're like, "Does she have a burger?" She went, "Oh, she already done houses." So if you didn't know that story, now you do. But it used to be called She-Mail.
Yes.
And rightly so, it was changed mm-hmm. because that is triggering for some.
And the main song in this season is a song called Responsatranity.
Yes.
Which, I'm sorry, but puns make me laugh. So.
Puns are funny.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't want to speak out of turn.
Right, because neither of us are trans.
I'm not trans, and I wasn't fully in the drag community in that time.
Yeah.
But, like, when I would see shows in that time period, because I was in New York and I would go to drag shows, mm-hmm. they would call themselves either crossdressers, trannies.
Right.
And things of that ilk. But now we've evolved to a time where, like, we don't do that.
Right.
But, like, if we talk about something that happens on the show, just know we're just talking about it because it was on the show and it's not to offend anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
And with no further ado, let's dig into All Stars Season 1, yes. Episode 1.
Okay. Can I just say,
yes,
I need a producer to look at this.
Yeah.
Because this was exciting.
I love this cast.
I like the cast, and I do not remember, I guess I did this in season one too, mm-hmm. having the queens in full drag in daylight mm-hmm. being introduced to us with mm-hmm. their name, where they're from, mm-hmm. their age, with a random person in the background staring at them.
They're walking by the one nice building in downtown
yes.
LA.
And then you have Yara Sofia just trapezing oh. through the streets of LA. In
amazing.
The outfit and then into the workroom in the same outfit. And it truly
it.
Looks like a continuous shot. And it made me laugh so hard.
I love it. I loved it. A lot of people give this season a tough time.
This is a perfect season.
I love it.
You have your Mimi I'm first, which mm-hmm. Ovsky's Mimi's going home first.
Right.
That's her literal
Mimi,
name.
She's
Mimi,
first
I'm first to go home. And then you get your Pandora Box,
yes.
who's a crowd favorite, who I love
yes.
and I adore.
We have Latrice.
And we have Latrice, another crowd favorite. Latrice, she's funky yet chunky.
Large and in charge.
Large and in charge. We have Manila Luzon.
Oh, my God.
Manila.
I think she had the best entrance look, by the way.
I also think she had the best entrance mm-hmm. look. She looked adorable
the
and
fucking head.
Stunning. Yes.
There's a hand on her head. So good.
I mean, we have when you think of camp... Just look at Manila Luzon, and she is serving full camp at all times.
Right.
And glam. Her face is always fucking beat, and she looks
so
beautiful.
Pretty. I'm so glad they're dipping back into this season because
yes.
there's so many great queens they burst.
Yes. Oh,
up.
My God. Tammy Brown.
Tammy Brown needs to be on a season. Everything she said, I was like typing as fast as I could.
So funny.
She's so funny. Can you imagine anyone harder to spend a weekend with, though? You know what I mean?
Well, at one point, Raven was like, I just want to spend an hour in Tammy Brown's mind. And I was like, yeah, I would spend the day. I would do a full 24 hours. I would do an overnight. I love it. So then we have Raven.
That would be fun. We have Raven, who I've always loved.
And I would love... Raven to come back, but as we all know, Raven does Rue's makeup. So I don't know if that would be. I don't think it's going to happen.
She got top two twice.
But
I don't think she'll
but
do
also,
it again.
But also, she winning.
Yeah, like, she's winning.
Because Rue stays busy. So
a consistent
Raven
paycheck.
Raven will stay employed.
To quote Mimi, I am first, a generous figure. What did she fucking say?
Yes.
Life is like a paycheck.
Yes,
a generous figure.
Figure
is always
welcome. Man.
I love when she entered everyone just like, no! Can you believe if someone was that vocally anti you?
Well, she did not leave the show on the best terms, you know?
No, she did not. She picked up someone.
She picked up a full-ass person. She picked up India Farah. Poor India Farah was probably heavy with those fucking fake titties.
I also want to know more about their fight in season three because I've heard production had to shut down for like a week or more after the Mimi Shangela fight.
Whoa, I buy that.
I heard it was really bad.
I buy that.
We didn't see...
If you do not know this fight we were talking about, it
you're
is the iconic Shangela fight where... Mimi I'm first accuses Shangela of having a sugar daddy.
Oh my God.
And then Shangela says she does not have a sugar daddy, but if she did have a sugar daddy, she could because she is what?
Sickening.
And you
can
never
have a sugar daddy because you are not that kind of girl. Everything
then,
I have
worked for. And then there's like a little at the end as she throws her drink in Mimi I'm first's face. And everyone's dressed like a space person.
And Mariah goes, no.
Mariah Plutziaga is so funny. You guys, I need
Yeah.
I need the queens to step up.
Yeah.
Leave their brands alone.
Yes.
And really just like have a time.
That's why,
like,
the season's good.
Really have a time with each other.
The branding isn't there yet. The workroom entrances aren't even all the way there yet.
No.
Because some people have a line that's cute.
Yes.
Like Chad Michaels, of course, has Happy Hunger Games, bitches.
And that was funny to watch because I was like, this is the OG Shangela mapping Drag Race after a Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Because her, and then she has like 200 Game references, I think.
Yes, she talks about it in Untucked later as well.
Ugh, man. Oh,
may the
we
odds
have Chad,
be ever in your favor.
We have Chad Michaels.
Love Chad Michaels. She's so polished.
She's so polished. She's so pretty, and she is thin.
I know.
I didn't realize how thin she was until the challenge with that black and white dress, where I was like, whoa, girl.
Teeny tiny. Did you like her entrance? I liked her entrance room.
I did like it. I thought she looked, her entrance room look was cute.
It was really good.
I liked it.
Did you like when she talked on the Bluetooth and she's talking shit to Sharon?
I thought it was silly until Raven was like, someone's pressed about not winning. And I was like, yes. Raven is so funny.
She's such a good talking
head. I think it's Untucked when Mimi's complaining. We'll get to Untucked, but during Untucked when Mimi's complaining and she was like, I can't believe you guys are talking about me like this. And when Raven goes, well, guess what?
We did.
I was like, this is the OG Naomi Smalls. Guess what?
Life's not fair.
And I was just like, I love that history's repeating itself. I
love it.
Okay, so then we have Tammy
Nina
Brown.
Flowers.
We have Nina Flowers.
Who's
Nina
too good Flowers for this world.
Is just a star.
A star.
She brightly shines. She's so humble.
Generous.
And
kind. Sweet.
And like,
she's happy to be with Tammy.
Yes. She's so pleased to be with Tammy Brown, which they chose. Like, we'll get there. But like, she loves Tammy Brown.
Yeah.
And then Nina.
Yeah.
Nina was I was so happy in season one that it came down to Nina and Bebe. Because they're just so good.
Polished. Classy.
And she makes a lot of her own costumes.
It's amazing. She looks amazing. She pulls off the really rare thing of like, you look like a beautiful woman, but you don't.
Yes.
You're like doing something different, like Detox does. Like
she's kind of fierce. She's so fierce. She's like the OG queen that we got to see who was bald headed, who like glues mohawks down.
Amazing.
Yeah, I love her. Stunning.
And then Juju.
I love Juju.
I love that she comes in and she's like, oh, I look like I'm at the mall.
And then everyone was like, yeah. And then she was like, what? And I was like, bitch, you said it.
You
first.
Just called yourself out. It's really funny to see like little differences in drag, even like wigs.
Yes. Well, they're all, not all, but like a lot of them are synthetic.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are shiny. There's a trick to making a synthetic wig less shiny that maybe some queens did not get the tea on.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that funny? It just, in a couple years, like it just progresses so quickly. And there is more looks that are just like fashion. What I mean is like ready to wear.
Yes.
And now it's just like you don't wear that to Drag Race. A lot of that. Okay. So RuPaul comes on the screen. She says, the theme is cunts.
Yes.
So we have charisma, uniqueness, nerve, talent,
and synergy.
Synergy.
So then we find out,
Uh-oh.
All-star rules are in session, which is so funny because they change every season.
They change
it's every. As if they cannot figure out how to do all-stars in a way that everyone is happy with.
Yeah.
So in season one, this is why it's the lost season. This is why the season doesn't count to some.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they are now paired up. So the game was everyone has a paddle with a face on it. You pull up the face of the person that you want to be matched with. When there's a match, you are a team. So our first group that was matched was
Raven and Juju. Makes perfect sense.
Sure does.
A lot of them make perfect sense.
Yes. And then we get
Chad and Chanel.
Yes. Wait, so it was Rujubi.
Rujubi.
Yes.
And Shad.
Shad.
Uh-huh.
And then we get Manila and Latrice.
We get Tammy and Nina.
Oh, yes. They matched early, which is insane.
Which blew my mind. I was like, oh my God, Nina's so excited.
Nina was so excited.
And Tammy went home in season one just by not refusing
by
to move her lips.
Smiling and just dancing. While Akasha flailed around and I believe was called a messy man.
Yes, I just saw messy man.
And Tammy's like,
her tits are showing and she's like making a, oh.
She's making a face.
Her Tootsie Lou faces.
She's so funny.
She's so funny. Okay, then the second round.
The second round. Okay, we have Latrilla.
Who did?
Oh, wait, also, can we just mention?
Yeah.
Everyone's names are a hybrid of their names.
Right.
Except for Brown Flower, right. Which is innuendo for a shitty rosebud.
A shitty asshole, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it's a rosebud.
I guess asshole.
I guess it's not a rosebud because it's just like a flower. It's just like the,
yeah.
The little starburst Let's of just, a butt.
Because a shitty it's a rosebud. Shitty butt. That's one kink too many.
Yes, you're right.
I don't
right.
mean to
it's
kink shame, but guess
butt.
What? I'm kink shaming you. You have to pick. You hey, if you look, I don't like either of those things. But
you
if
don't like a rosebud?
I don't. It I really love turns them. Me off. Talk to me. Why? Why in the world? Why?
Honestly, why? What talent? You took
no.
so many dicks. You
no.
blew your asshole out, and no. now you can push it out on command.
No, human
Serve
demolition is not
Serve
a talent.
Up. Serve it up.
No, the body dying is not a talent.
If a man bent over and pushed his butt out and said, you can lick the inside of my butt, I would say I would try it once.
No, you won't.
I would lick the inside of a man's butt, especially if it was like a
I
clean
would jump
rosebud.
In front of the asshole like a bullet on the bodyguard. I don't want this to happen.
I would do it. Gentlemen out there, I'll lick the inside oh my God. Of your butt.
Nicole, you can't. You know how freaky your fans are.
They are.
You're going to get an asshole on your doorstep with a man dying going, do
I
you
would
like
do
it?
I would honestly do it. And I would say, yeah, baby, don't stand up.
Yeah. Okay. Where are we? Don't stand up. I'm sorry. You have to pick a kink. And I hate both of those kinks.
All right.
Okay. Chad. Let's see. Oh, Latrilla.
I think we got through them. Oh, no. Then we have Mimi, I'm first.
Right. Oh, Alexis and Yara, they happen. And they make sense.
They do make sense.
I love that Yara's cussing at Alexis.
Latina Queens.
And then Pimi.
And then, what is it?
That's my name for them.
What is their actual name?
What are they called?
Going Home? There are so many rukukukukus in this episode.
Some forced ones too.
Yes.
Some forced ones. Okay. Pimi happens. Mandora, whatever you want to call
Mandora.
It. That's just a bad
And
team.
It sucks. Who did Pandora pick? Because she did not pick Mimi.
I think she wanted Latrice at one point, yes. Which makes sense. And then probably anyone else.
Yeah.
Probably Alexis. I know. I need to pay better attention to that. Because what would the other teams gonna be?
That
you know?
Sucks.
It sucks.
Because I love Pandora.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and it sucks that she got such shitty critiques in her season from Santino.
Mm-hmm.
But I get it. Santino's a fashion man. And I guess he was like, there's a fashionable way to do camp and it's not the way you're doing it.
Right.
But I think her camp is super fun. And then also, like, she's so funny that, like, I don't care what she's wearing.
Yeah, she got a bad deal.
Yes.
She deserves to be able to come
and
back.
And I'm just, I'm truly floored that Mimi was back.
Yeah. Well, I think there's some tea that there was supposed to be so many other people. Like,
Willem was supposed to be on it.
But
and
then
Willem
something...
has said, he says that.
Yeah.
So that's not us spilling any tea.
That would have, I wonder then what would have happened then. Because then I bet Willem would have been gone with Latrice. Honestly,
oh, you think?
And Pandora would have gone with Manila. I think
maybe. You are correct. And honestly, what a fun, strong team.
That could have worked because I think Manila has a little bit of the editing. Like, she's funny, but
yes.
She's a little bit of an editor.
Yes.
So she could have been like, that idea is good. Let's like polish it a little.
Yeah.
And maybe
honestly,
Pandora would have brought more character kookiness,
yes.
Which they also need.
Minus Mimi. There are no boogers to me.
No.
This is like an all-Heather season. Like, everyone is a stellar standout.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like, with their entrances, I got so excited to rewatch this.
I know.
I was like, oh, boy. I don't remember. I mean, I know who wins. I know, you know, lip syncs from the season. But, I was like, I don't remember the ins and outs and the fights and whatnot.
No.
And I can't wait to relive
it. It has the best fights. This is still like a little pre-social media. So people aren't like being nice or polite or they're just saying awful things to each other. And it's amazing.
I miss this era because the fandom is scary.
Yeah.
Like if you say one thing about like Valentina's fans are pretty vicious.
Right.
And if you say anything negative about Valentina,
right.
Like they go nuts. And I just was hanging out with Trixie and Katya at Clusterfest. Yeah, we did a live reading of Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion, which was so fun.
Oh my God, fun.
During the rehearsal, I wasn't in full makeup. Mm-hmm. I was wearing just like a baseball hat and like leggings and a sweatshirt. Uh-huh. And Brian Trixie was staring at me and I was like, what is it?
What are you, what?
And Brian was like, I've never seen you out of drag. He's like, honestly, it's... He's like, I think you're beautiful, but it's shocking.
Yeah.
He's like, I've never seen you with flat hair and no lashes. Yeah. And I was like, you are correct. I try to stay in full drag, fully tucked at all times.
Yeah.
But we were talking about how, like,
your puss.
Katya, my puss is so big.
Too meaty.
Too meaty. It is hard to fold up these curtains. So...
Try blinds.
Moving is hard. Okay. So keep it in a box. So then... We were talking about the haters roast and how roasts are hard because people are like, I can't believe you said X, Y, and Z about my favorite queen. It's like they're all on tour together. Like they're pretty friendly. You know, like they run jokes by each other. It's not like they're just blindly throwing shade at each other. Mm-hmm. And then Katya was like, yeah, it's really hard for people to make jokes about me because my fans are so, they love me so much.
Right.
Yeah. And it's really nice. But also it's like, guys, we can all take a joke.
It's wild. You contribute to one poorly received article, and then you want all gay people dead.
I did not contribute because
you thought it might not be a great idea.
Well, I was like, I don't think they're going to present it to the queens as such.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's. I think it's going to be presented one way and be printed a different way, and I don't think that's for me. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, although there was like speculations about like money and stuff, and I was like, I don't know if I actually made it into the actual article, but like the Google Doc that was, I was like, oh, this is like pretty invasive. Mm-hmm. Ooh, and you know what? Enough about that dang article.
Enough about that, but if you keep listening, we'll talk about it more.
Yes, but we have to take a break.
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Ooh, it's heating up, baby. That means it's time to make plans for summer. Now, this summer you could be a basic bitch and you could go to New York or you could go to LA or you could go to, I don't know, Mykonos. Bitch, shut your basic ass down and shut the fuck up before I get you down. What I'm really saying is you need to go somewhere fun. If you have pride, you need to go somewhere that is an adventure filled with pride. I'm not talking about the same places that you've seen on Instagram already. No! Don't you have an imagination, girl? Get your ass to Provincetown because Provincetown is not only queer mecca, it's a place where cultural diversity takes pride. Come on! Do you like glamour, dining, dancing, entertainment, hiking, biking, beaches, and more? I know I do. And that's why I'm going to P-Town this summer, baby. P-Town is so fun. If you haven't been, you're really missing out. It is, has a small town vibe, but there's stuff going on 24/7 like it is a big city. You get the best of both worlds. You live your bungalow a fantasy. You get to go out. You get to see drag. You get to be amongst all the queers. And you get to do it in a cute, beautiful little town that has events like Pride, Girl Splash, Bear Week, Family Week, Carnival, and Trans Week. I love P-Town. And if you want a good time, you need to plan your trip now. So sashay your way to ptowntourism.com, the official guide to Provincetown. That's ptowntourism.com, and learn more about what kind of fantasies you can unfold this summer. Better do it quick before everything gets booked up, diva. Go to ptowntourism.com. And we're back. I can't believe we're back. Oh my God, you got in even more drag since the break.
Yes, I threw on a wig and shoulder pads, and I'm wearing a corset.
Okay.
I'm never cinched.
Oh, fuck cinching. It's so lame.
I won't.
I don't like doing it.
I won't do it.
Don't do it. It's stupid.
And there's a way. Like, I respect, and I don't. I won't.
Fuck it. Who cares?
We can't.
And we're back in the stupid workroom.
I won't glue my wig down.
I think glue, it will, because then it fucks up the lace. And then the lace is hard to clean.
Well, I mean, glue, yes. But like, there's this gel called Got to Be. They are not a sponsor, but they are an incredible gel.
The super
that
hold.
You put it, the super hold, and then there's this like fucking spray.
Yeah, I have
it. You spray it down, blow dry it, spray it, blow dry
it. That's
it. Leave it till it gets a little tacky, press it in.
And
then
there.
You just take it off with water. It's great. That's how all my wigs stay down. I nailed it.
Oh.
And yes.
Got to be.
I was going to say something, but I can't.
Okay. Okay, so wait. So Mimi is in the workroom trying to be funny. Latrice gives her a half courtesy laugh, which really made me laugh.
Uh-huh.
Like Mimi's saying something wild and Latrice just catches her with a, huh. That made me laugh. Mimi says, Pandora says, do you not like me or do you feel guilty you didn't pick me?
Which is hilarious.
How wild is that?
Because it's like neither answer is okay, but also way to feel, like really feel your oats.
Uh-huh.
Like who's guilty that they didn't pick you? Obviously she's really upset that she ended up with you.
Right.
Like it's very apparent. I don't know why you're pretending.
Mm-hmm. It's a lose-lose situation. It's like when the kid with the saliva condition comes up to you at home at the homecoming dance and asks you for a dance.
What's a saliva condition? Like he drools?
Yeah, like he like uncontrollably drools or like something. Like he has like one of those faces where like the hair grows over his eyes.
You went to school with a lot of interesting looking people.
Yeah, I went to school near a radioactive plant.
You went to school at HBO's Chernobyl?
Yeah, no, Professor Dyatlov was my physics teacher, and he kept saying, everything is fine. Everything is going to be fine. Anyway, it was a lose-lose situation.
Yeah.
Because if you take that dance, you lose. If you don't take the dance,
then
you lose.
Yeah, you're an asshole. Yeah. Honestly, I would have been like, Mimi, I don't want to work with you. I don't really like you.
Yeah.
Not to be an asshole, but like, I'm really bummed about this, and you breathing down my neck is not going to make it better.
Uh-huh.
And then it's so interesting because Mimi is really trying to behave like she has changed and that she is not a person that like doesn't understand boundaries. She's like, I understand boundaries now. I'm less loud. I'm not attacking anybody. I've lost weight. My hair is now black. It's spiky. I'm wearing glasses. I'm thriving.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, are you, girl?
Seems like such a hard... Honestly, harder to work with than Tammy.
I agree, because at least Tammy will be, you know, a little noodle in the sky, but like she'll do the challenge.
A noodle in the sky.
You've never heard that phrase?
No.
I may have made it up.
I'm
fully
positive
right now.
You made it up. And I've never loved anything more. Truly a noodle in the sky.
Honestly, like Tammy Brown is a true delight. She is a treat. Anytime she opens her mouth, I am so excited to see what those lips are gonna say.
High functioning lunatic. Like,
fully.
And that's a compliment.
Fully.
So Rue announces the half-baked photo challenge.
Which I think is a great challenge that they should bring back.
Yeah.
I would love to see it.
I want to see more of that.
And honestly, my favorite was Mimi's and Pandora's. So
you
Mimi's
like that.
And Pandora's was them, you know, not really in drag at all. Like, I don't even think they were baking or whatever. They didn't have, like, banana powder on. But Pandora's truly, like, looking...
The choking?
Looking to someplace else.
That was not my favorite.
Mimi is choking her.
Yeah.
And screaming in her face, and I
was
like...
There was so much choking in this challenge. Why was that the first thing everyone thought to do? I don't know. Choke each other.
Because they're frustrated to be on tubes.
Right, right.
But truly, I was like, this is the one that accurately represents this team.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a beautiful picture.
I thought Rujubi was the best. I don't think they won.
No, Rujubi was...
They were like totally safe.
Wait, that was with the magnifying glasses.
Yeah.
That was a good one. That was really nice.
The face habs.
Yes. I thought that was also really, really nice.
Yeah.
Who won that?
It was very cumulative.
Yeah.
They kind of judged them all at the same time.
Yes.
So at the main stage, they were just like, here's this photo and this photo, which was a little confusing.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't like a mini challenge winner. It was just like all together.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so then Rue's going through the workroom, making everyone sweat out their tits. She talks to Shad. Rue says they're going to do an uptown, downtown thing for their opposites attract
and
photo challenge.
I can't tell you. I think each group was like, you know, we all want to look like hookers. Which I thought was very, very funny, but also like, you don't hear that now.
No, you don't.
You don't. But I think it's okay to want to look like a sex worker.
I
want to look like a sex worker all the time.
Me too. When I do drag, I look like a sex worker.
That's what I like to look. I like to look like a lady of the night.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yes.
Well, like part of gender expression, or even just part of it is like letting yourself wear a costume you feel might be more controversial in the daytime.
Yes.
Right.
Like I was taking pictures in a bikini today in front of In-N-Out wearing stilettos, and I was like, this feels insane.
Yeah.
But then, like, cars were, like, honking at me, and I was like, yeah, you wish you were doing this.
Yes.
Like, you feel a little nasty, and I like it.
Yes.
I like feeling like a whore.
I like feeling nasty.
I love feeling nasty.
I think it's such a good way, like...
slut butt.
Nasty little slut. I love being a slut. You know, I pull out my ass on stage every chance I
get. You too.
But it's funny, though, like I have, like... That's what I love about drag is, like, I have, like, this body baggage, but then when I'm in drag, I'm, like, pull my ass out and make everyone look at it.
I mean, I feel like that's one of the magic things about performing, because I'm a loud black woman who sometimes people don't take seriously, but, like, when I'm doing a show for an hour, you have to listen to all the thoughts in my head.
Yeah.
And I feel very powerful. And if I want to start my show by doing a cartwheel, that's how I'm going to start it. I've been getting sillier and sillier with my shows. I've just been like, this is what I want.
Oh, I saw you get daggered. And I was so happy for you.
John Gabers daggered me because I broke a toilet before our show.
Oh, my God.
Fully fell out of the wall. My knee still hurts from it.
Oh, my God.
Like, I fully injured myself.
Did you poo on yourself a little or pee on yourself
God,
a little?
No, God, pee.
Yeah.
Well, because...
What a shock.
The toilet... was like, da doof. And if you've never heard a large amount of porcelain shatter, it's loud.
I have. I'll tell you why I have.
Why?
My mom is a very fiery woman. Mm. And one time when she was mad, she decided to turn over a china cabinet.
Whoa.
And I heard an ocean of porcelain crashing into the ground.
That's what it sounded like just from a bathroom. And then I was on the floor and then... was like, wow, this is bad. I can't lie about this. And then I left the bathroom. And it was pretty loud because everyone was like milling about with no destination. And I had to be like, my broken toilet. And it was covered in toilet water.
Is anything more humbling? I think you did it perfectly.
I get humbled at every turn.
Every turn.
I can't have anything.
What could anything have been a better... like fuel for your show?
No. And it sobered me right up because I had done a power hour before. Also, that's like mostly like why I broke the toilet.
Uh-huh.
I was like playing off the toilet.
Playing with the toilet?
I was drunk and I kept like bouncing on it.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like swinging my legs. And I guess that last bounce the toilet said, bitch.
It just said, no.
You're too big to be playing in the bathroom.
Don't be playing.
Don't be playing. Take your dumps and leave.
Okay, so let's keep going. I guess we have to. Okay, Pandora, Ru talks to Pandora and Mimi. Pandora's outright, like, says, I'm a glutton for punishment. I hate this.
Mm-hmm.
Ru says, fate put you together, so make it work.
And Pandora's truly like, I won't.
No, I won't.
I won't one time try to make this work.
Mm-mm. No.
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 I won't. You can't make me.
Don't make me.
You can't make me.
No. Juju and Raven's theme is naked and clothes, which I love so much.
Which is so funny. And then I love when Raven was like, I don't know why I chose to be naked. I was like, because you wanted to be naked, Raven.
What about her navel tattoo?
I love it.
That's the mark of the beast. That I love it, but there's nothing.
That is truly of an era.
Nothing to screams 90s.
Very, very 90s. Well, I think Nick Lachey or Drew Lachey had a little tribal ring around the belly button.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I could have one because it would accentuate how big my belly button is.
Sure.
Like when you're fat, your belly button, like, becomes like an
bigger
like a swimming pool.
Yeah.
It's just like a,
because
like
it holds a little more, a couple more fluid ounces.
I mean, really, I guess I really could have capitalized on this in my youth.
You should. I like the look of a big belly button.
Had people do shots at my big belly button when I was in college.
You can still do that. You should do, okay, this is at your next live show.
Okay.
Whoever, the highest bidder takes a shot out of your belly button.
All right. It starts at $10 million.
Woo! And then, let's see. Oh, this was the misplaced shade rattle. Ru talks to Latrilla and is like, oh, your personalities are interesting. And for no reason, there's a... like, all she said was interesting. She didn't
bad. And then I guess you want to interpret that as like, you're just so different. And then does that start the conversation where Latrice is like, I don't really know much about you. I know you're from Minnesota. And she's like,
I think that's in the second episode, but
is it? It's so wild.
It all bleeds together. Okay, so let's talk about the photo shoots then. The opposites attract where black rain falls on you. Wouldn't you be bummed to do this with your drag? With your clothes?
Okay, I miss these challenges where they get fucked up.
Yes.
But I think the show realizes they're bringing, you know, shit that people have made, and it's expensive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they got it, like, some of these girls took loans out to be here.
Mm-hmm.
But I miss...
Me too.
...that the first episode of the show, you would get one of the elements thrown at you.
Paint.
You would get paint, something wet.
Water.
Water. Wind.
Wind.
Fire.
Fire.
I want a challenge where they burn the queens.
I know, right?
Like, they get a blowtorch and they're like, whoever gets the closest.
Just an industrial microwave.
I would love it.
Who can stand the heat the longest?
But they really set us up to not think that they were going to win that challenge.
Right.
Because Latrice was getting water in her eye.
Right.
And she was like, I can't see.
I can't see anything. Alexis and Jada's concept is goth and pageant.
Yeah, which, I mean, I get it.
Yes.
Bont.
But.
They kind of looked a little too much alike to really pull that off.
Yeah.
There was, like, they had similar body types at the time. So I was truly like, oh, not that I think that you two are interchangeable,
right?
But it wasn't drastic enough, as,
no,
like of a difference.
Yeah, there was something about it, and like,
mm-hmm,
it actually made the it actually like highlighted how much they don't know how to do each other's drag.
Correct.
Which I get. And then for no reason, Tammy Brown's yelling, "Smell her butt! Smell her butt! Smell her butt! She smells like a cat." Tammy Brown's perfect.
Tammy Brown. Is honestly a dream, and I don't know why it's taking them this long to bring her. Like, if she is not on All Stars 5, I will lose my fucking mind.
I will be very upset and disappointed.
I mean, what are we waiting for? She's
a little
star.
They might now just like not be on the best terms. Maybe I'm wrong.
I feel like Tammy has said publicly, I would go back on All Stars.
Oh, great.
I think.
I would love it.
Me too.
Or just make her, like, a guest judge. I want them to kind of make old Ru girls more guest judges, but I guess they don't do
that. I want to see him compete.
Okay.
I don't know why. I just want to see him back in the
fold.
That's
fair.
Ugh.
What if there was, like, a Tammy Brown acting challenge?
Where everyone's like Tammy Brown?
Right. Where
what
it's
a
like,
treat.
Like, the way, like, Alyssa comes for dancing challenges, you're like, okay, this is the Tammy Brown
Brown's
acting
like,
challenge.
Okay. So you're all just cute little orangutans. And then teleport me to Mars. And I don't see you walking children. Ugh. When she said to Rue, I don't see you walking children in nature during the
reunion season one. Oh, my God.
I laughed and I laughed and I laughed.
Teleport us to Mars.
She's so funny. And then Mila's like, what the fuck?
We'll talk about that.
We will. I'm acting.
She's so crazy. I love her. Okay, great. Naughty and nice. Great. Chanel's Uptown Downtown. Whatever.
Yes, whatever.
Chad's wearing Forever 21.
Truly.
Ruju be naked and clothes. Mm-hmm. That's such a funny opposite to me. Pan Mimi is...
I don't even remember what it was.
Their hooker and a housewife.
Oh, yeah. And that could have been so great. But then we learned that old Mimi's back. Old Mimi kissed Pandora.
Oh, that's...
It was, like, gross and weird to watch.
It sucked. It sucked.
That's, like, one of the things where I wish a producer stepped in and was like, Mimi, no.
I think there must be harsher on that now. I'm positive of it.
Yeah,
you can't.
Because she didn't ask. Unless that was, like, cut, but it didn't look like Pandora wanted it.
No.
She looks super uncomfortable.
I can't get the visual of her, like, pink slug tongue out of my brain.
Truly just nasty.
No, thank you. So they're back in the workroom making shit. Mm-hmm. Latrilla's like, what the fuck are we going to wear? Because we have very different aesthetics.
So then Latrice makes little arm cuffs
real
quick, which made me think, I feel like the queens now, nobody knows how to sew.
Right.
But I was like, wouldn't it be nice to see, like, someone just make, like, whip up a dress?
Right.
I feel like the last sewing queen we had was Monique Hart, who came to Drag Race with a needle, a thread, and then swatches from a...
Drapes?
From...
I mean...
From the Interior Illusions wall?
Right.
No, I don't know. I don't know what the fabric they use is.
Oh, God, what was it called? The mod? Is it... No, mod? Is it mod? No.
Mope?
The
mood.
Mood she fabric
came
wall.
Three mood rolls.
Yes.
Scissors and a needle and thread.
I love it.
And a dream.
Then Tammy says, hey, Latrice, if you want to be buck naked and eat shrimps, that's okay with me.
What?
And then she tells a story about bus boys. Like the bus boys like the girls. The girls like the bus boys because their hands smell like trash.
Yes.
What?
She's honestly perfect and filled to the brim with nonsense.
Yes.
She is like a barrel of monkeys.
I love
you know
that.
Where you open it and then you toss them out and you're like, how are they all in there like that? Why are they shaped this way? Tammy Brown is a barrel of monkeys and I fucking love her.
I love it. One more. I cured my grandmother. Okay, we're on the main stage. Rue is wearing a pink lemonade neon patchy thing.
Looks
I love it.
Gorgeous.
I can't believe it. She has like a wig that's swooshy and has little green feathers in it. It's all beautiful.
And then we have our Michelle Visage.
Our Ross Matthews.
And our Santino Rice.
Yes, and Rachel Hunter, Stacey's mom's got it going on.
She was
like the actress from Stacey's mom's got it going on.
Oh, Weezer?
Maybe.
Stacey's mom has got it going on. I'm a fucker while you do your homework. Call me stepdad. That's the song, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's Weezer, which I love too. It's not, right? It's some other band.
Is
that's
it Weezer?
Gone. It's not.
No?
I think it's like Bowling for Soup or something.
Bowling for Soup?
I think it's something lame like that. I do. Okay.
I'll Google.
Okay.
It.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm going to Google it.
Okay.
I got to Google this.
Okay, I'm going to pull up the runway while you do that.
www.google.com. Okay, all right. I'm at Google now. Okay, Stacey. Stacey's mom. Oh, Fountains of Wayne? Who's Weezer then?
Fountains of Wayne? God knows
who's
who that
Wayne?
Is.
Who's Wayne? Who's Wayne? Who are these fountains?
We'll never know.
We'll never fucking know.
Okay, let's talk about this runway. Here we go. We're gonna do this every episode where we talk about a white band we don't know anything about.
Perfect.
I'm gonna give you the name of some contemporary rock song and you have
Perfect.
To guess.
And I'm gonna go
who
I don't
sings
know.
It. Can you see it?
I can see it, and I'm so pleased. That you have it on iTunes.
I know. Can you believe
Rue is so stunning.
Can you believe her?
Like, Rue as man RuPaul is beautiful. Rue as woman RuPaul is beautiful. It's honestly astounding that she has not aged.
I know.
Okay, so we have
Jarlexis.
Jarlexis stomping the wrong way.
They have sort of like hair pumps and dreads.
Uh-huh. And they're wearing themselves.
They're wearing like sort of cha-cha corseted mini skirts.
Which I don't love, but I don't hate.
They have booties, a red and black motif.
And they got little mohawks, and we got some dreads on Yara.
Yara looks
so
beautiful.
Which is like a quintessential Yara look.
Yes.
And then we got Latrilla as the Teletubbies.
Yes.
Which I think is so funny.
Oh,
and
my
Manila,
God.
You better believe homegirl strapped an iPad to her waist.
And it's very Generation One.
It's
I love
so
it.
It's so funny. And Latrice, I honestly always think Latrice looks stunning.
I do too.
But I
like this look
like,
better than some of her All-Stars 4 looks.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, Mandora, doomed from the start. We got Mimi I'm first with a green
neon
boa
green
around her waist.
They have a neon green cyan story with...
And I'll tell you something. I do not hate Pandora's outfit.
No.
Pandora has a sequin turquoise gown with a lime green boa.
Right.
At the top and the bottom, where a boa goes on a dress.
Right. And it is that thing Santino was talking about, of like, it's camp, but it's like tailored camp.
It
There's
is.
Like a taste.
And I thought it was like tasteful camp, but I do understand how you could look at it alone and go, ugh.
Of
but
course.
Then you're looking at it next to fucking Mimi I'm First shit, and you're like, well, this is like Christian Dior compared to this fucking hot, trash, heaping, nasty, gross Mimi mess.
Her midsection looks like a Dr. Seuss tree.
Yes.
Like, it's really like...
And, okay, here's why I'm being so mean to Mimi.
Okay.
She was really mean to me at DragCon.
I didn't know this.
There was no line near her.
Mm-hmm.
It was my first DragCon.
Okay, I remember hearing this.
And me and Betsy, our friend Betsy Sodaro, were walking around.
This is before you were maybe a bit more famous?
This is before...
This is like after Girl Code.
Yeah, and I guess this is like
but
what
before
DragCon
loosely
is
this exactly, in? Nicole.
Yeah, what year? This is DragCon's fifth year?
We just did fourth or fifth year. Fifth.
So this was like 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a year after I moved to LA, I truly was like wide-eyed, bushy-tailed, and was like, where will my career take me?
I'm gonna be something, mister.
You know what? I'll probably get a boyfriend this year. And the world was like, you stupid bitch, take a seat. No one's gonna love you. Anyway, so
take a seat and suck this
like,
dildo.
Honestly, I rock myself to sleep every night sucking on a dildo. But I saw Mimi on first, and I got so excited. And I was like, Mimi, would you mind taking a picture? And she was like, I'm busy. And I was like,
oh no.
And I almost said, I don't even like you.
Yeah.
It was just a treat to see you in person.
Yeah.
And I knew your name and I was nice to you.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, I had an incident at DragCon where someone said they said my name out loud and they thought I ignored them. But it was when we were trying to do clips for the show.
Yeah.
And also, I had just gone off a plane and I was just like a little out of my mind.
Of course.
I was a little tired. But then we worked it out on Instagram.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
It's just hard.
It is hard.
But it's okay to be mad at Mimi.
There was nobody around her.
There was no one there.
There wasn't even a whisper of a person or a thought of a person near her. And I was like, why is she being so mean to a person who wants to talk to her?
I don't even
and
I don't want
Betsy
your pins.
And me and Betsy were like, I can't believe this.
Yeah.
We were like, harumph. I think we both said harumph out loud. Like little cartoons.
I do this a lot when I'm like, I do this where like, I'll say hi to someone I don't even like.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I put myself out there. And then they're like, hey. I'm like, oh.
You're like, cool.
You just want to yell, I don't even like you. Okay, let's keep going to this runway.
Then we have Ruju B.
This is amazing.
And, okay,
What, did you hate it or
no,
like it?
No, okay, so I feel like, well, I guess it's early enough for Michelle not to read them for being in corsets
lingerie.
And panties.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I feel like this is a really fun look.
This works for me.
You
it's,
know?
Like, they call it Chicago. And to me, it is Chicago because it's not just corsets. Like,
no, it's fun. And you see bras and there's, like,
yeah,
suspenders.
There's touches to it that make it feel enough to me like a period piece, you know?
Yeah. For whatever reason, this is like, this has personality.
Yes.
Where a lot of, you know, corseted little onesies you see now don't have very much personality.
Yeah. The bold color choice is amazing. It's like, like, you're like, is that a color? Yes.
Yes.
It is.
It is. I love it.
I love it. Okay, now we have brown flowers.
Yes. And I think Nina looks stunning.
Yeah, she looks perfect.
I really love everything Nina does.
Me too.
Again, a pretty simple look. Blousy arms,
right.
Corset, you know, midsection.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a long, pretty shapeless skirt.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't hate it. I love this big old hair.
She really does look like the madam of a burlesque house.
Yes.
Yes. And it, like, works, and then Tammy looks like her finest worker at
the
brothel.
Yes, she does. That is the story.
It's good. They liked it. And her fun, crazy face is so good. And of
then
course,
we have our Vegas showgirls.
Chad.
Chad Michaels in a peacocky thing.
Uh-huh. Being hypnotized by Chanel.
By Chanel's whatever.
Being hypnotized by...
Love Chanel.
Me too.
Chanel is
She's
the
crazy.
OG, like, delusional girl, but, like,
yes.
also has these gorgeous outfits
yeah.
to, like, back up her delusion.
Right.
Like, her, in her season, Santino said something about, like, her taste level, and she was like, these pants were $1,000. And Santino was like, well, you overpaid. And she was like, no, I didn't. They were $1,000. And he's like, and I'm telling you,
you overpaid.
And I was like,
that, too, is, like, when she's already down and out.
Yes.
And, she, and he's like, oh, yes. I hate what you're wearing.
Yes.
Even after all this talk of,
yes.
I hate what you're wearing. nothing. Right now, Chanel's hypnotizing her with the power of her multiple confusing questions.
Truly.
Like she did in her interview with Tori Spelling in season one.
Oh, that's fun. That is very fun.
When you raised a kid, were you scared or were you excited? Or did you even know you'd be excited? Or when
did you,
you
know
excited?
You had a child?
Yes, she's...
These are expensive outfits that are
very
stunning, but also, like, draggy. I feel
I
like we're,
them.
Like, moving away from stuff like this. But you know who brought it back this last season?
Who?
Akiria.
She sure did.
Akiria really brought back costumey, pageanty drag that I'm here for.
It's all cyclical. It'll come back. It'll go
so
away.
Who won?
I don't think Shad should have been in the bottom.
I agree. Shad should not have been in the bottom. I didn't think they did that poorly.
I thought Jarlexa should have been in the bottom with Mandora.
Okay.
But as we know, Latrilla wins
yes,
the first week.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Latrilla wins the first week.
Uh-huh.
Which I was happy with.
I was fine with.
But I thought
with.
Maybe Rujubi should have won.
Uh-huh. I do, too. I wrote down the same thing. I think Rujubi should have won. Yeah. I mean, she just, RuPaul loves.
She loves,
loves Manila. She loves the tree
she
so damn them. Much. I think it was just a little bit of like.
But overall, like, I thought the critiques were pretty on point.
Uh-huh.
I don't think anyone was like out of left field and crazy about it.
No.
So then we get to the lip sync.
Yes.
And then we find out in the lip sync, one person from each team gets to lip sync. Within mm-hmm. the first minute, if you think she's having a shemergency, you then get to tag in. Replace that person and finish out the lip sync. However, you can only use the button
once per season.
For the whole season.
Very confusing.
Very confusing. Yes.
Yeah.
All Stars is a game to confuse.
It is a game to confuse. And yet, I feel like they could have gone further with the rules.
Oh, absolutely. This is just like the tip of the diving board.
Because I... what? This is just... This is just the end of the iceberg.
This is just, you know, a dip in the can of soda.
I think if this season was longer, they should have done a thing where halfway through, you have to change teammates.
I was thinking that, too. I was like, a way to make it go longer, I think, would be like, all right, so if that one person loses the lip sync, then I think that person gets to compete maybe alone or has to, like, join a team. Or maybe you send home the bottoms from each. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I was like, we could have made this much more confusing.
Yes. I wanted to be way more confused.
I want to like watch and go, okay, so like what happened? Like I want to watch it and then have to listen to a podcast where they explain it to me.
That's the direction it's going. Because like they want it to, I want my Drag Race to remind me of Settlers of Catan. I want it to be a fucking nerd board game where I make a move and then one of my nerd friends is like, that doesn't make any sense. And you're like,
I once
the shepherd has to be on square 7.
I once played Settlers of Catan.
Yep.
Miraculously won, and everyone was angry. Because you better believe I did not know what was doing.
You're like,
I once tried to play Go Fish with a deck of cards. You can't do that. There are no doubles. And you better believe it was on camera.
What?
They'll use it. Reality really loves to take a mistake.
Yes, I can't. Okay.
The lip
Chad
sync.
Sharp. Maybe Chad actually great. Starts pretty good.
I think she starts good for 30 seconds and is so fucking desperate.
Yeah.
Like, you just read desperation all over. If I was Pandora, Pandora, I think, was like, I would rather go home than stay here with Mimi. And that's like the choice she made. And then you better believe Mimi walks up that runway for a reveal.
And that reveal is a tablecloth from Party City.
Truly, it is a polka dot umbrella fabric.
Uh-huh.
That she steps out of that gown and she is proud.
Yeah, she's stomping.
And it's just like, honey, of what?
And then she commits the cardinal sin of playing a air guitar.
She really does.
Which we know is lip sync death.
Nobody wants an air guitar.
Nope.
And then Chad pushes Mimi.
Oh!
At the very end.
Yes.
Because Chad is like, get the fuck.
I know.
Out of my way.
The worst. The worst.
The worst. And that's it.
That's it.
That's our episode.
Mandora goes home. Mimi goes home before she can even collect her, like, picture frame, apparently.
Yeah.
She was over it.
Mandora's like, Mimi's gone.
Yeah. That sucks.
I mean.
And then RuPaul says, with great power becomes great responsitranity.
Is that how she ends every episode?
I think so. That's the first episode. Tell us, tell us what you thought. Rate and review us on iTunes.
Yes, on iTunes.
We are still right where you remember us. So find us there, rate and review, continue the conversation. Tell us what we got right, when we got wrong.
Yeah, let us know. I've been Manu Agapian.
And I was Nicole Byer. Bye.
Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.